This hour is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your own home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.
Hour 2 Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app and up on TSN 4. Brian Hazio, Doug, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. It is election day throughout the country. So a lot of people excited about that. And a lot of excitement here as well. I just saw Dregs tweet out. I guess he's in the building because CTV does all their coverage here.
That Lisa LaFlemme commercial, that fires you up.
Well, Lisa is going to be front and center tonight. We should send her a late request to see if we can get her in studio.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see what kind of response we would
it
get.
It would be an emoji with the middle finger.
Yes,
yeah.
That's it.
And it should be.
I know.
Imagine on election day. Any chance we could get you over for a few minutes?
Yeah, but don't...
Two-minute hit on
not that I'm not suggesting that Trade Center is... But, like, how many requests in Trade Center? Like, people are like, oh, you just want to jump on here? We're working, what, 8-10 hours that day?
Trade Center and the election coverage is the exact same.
No. A lot
different. It's the exact same in terms of importance.
I'm just telling you, it's still a big audience.
You're still working.
You're still
it's
working,
the point.
And
you're
it's
working,
a big audience.
And it's a big commitment. You got to prepare for it.
I'm working with James Duthie, Jeff O'Neill, Brian Hayes.
I'm in and
on
around
the desk.
There. I'm the guy that has to do all the hits because I never get up there. Yeah. I'm on loser's row, like the fifth panel. And they're always like, there's, you know, someone in Brandon, Manitoba that would like to chat with you. Do you have time? I'm like, yeah,
sure.
I guess I do. I'm back up in about 2 hours, so whenever you're ready.
Right. I'm not comparing the election and Trade Center, but I was just saying, like,
no, I know.
The requests, I guarantee you somebody's reached out to her and be like, hey, I just want to do a quick hit.
Any chance we could get you on the podcast this afternoon, Lisa?
So funny.
I don't think she's going to be able to find time.
No, they'll be busy.
But in all seriousness, a big day, a big night, and... The Tap Man, I'm sure, will be on tonight for full coverage.
My favorite part of Trade Center is it's like 6:24, and it's winding down. I walk off the set, and Grappler calls me immediately. Are you going to radio now? I'm like, dude.
This is your show. Your name's on the show.
But I've been on the air since 8 o'clock in the morning. You can't handle an extra half an hour without me?
Well, I don't need you, but why not come over for half an hour?
Because you're not in the mood. You're not in the mood.
Okay.
It's a long day.
You
it's
wouldn't
a long
either
day.
If you sat there from 8 until the other 6:20.
I usually get in there around 10 because, again, my panel is it's not going up too early in the day. And then
your panel should be used more often.
I would love to be a bigger part of it.
Moving and shaking, your panel.
We'll get there.
Your panel's got lots of opinions.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for like an Overdrive yell.
Michael and I are going to get into it.
I was just
going
to say, I'm waiting for a yelling and screaming match for your panel to the point where, like, the quizmaster is panicking in the background.
You don't follow anyone's direction on that panel. You just go up there and say, this is what I'm talking about, right?
Well,
no. You
the quizmaster's involved. I mean, there's a lot of people that have a say in where we're going.
Steer things, yeah, absolutely.
And we all, you know, we're all on it together. You know, you don't want to throw anyone under the bus. You got to get up there and be on the same page. But
it would just, I don't even know. I can't remember. Were there that many trades? I thought leading up to it, there was, the Leafs had done all their work. They didn't do anything that day.
Right. Yeah, usually the trend this year, I believe, was deals well before the weekend happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I felt like there were a lot of bit pieces moving from side to side.
Right. Anyway, Ray Ferraro coming up here in just a moment. Ray is on his way to Boston for the game tomorrow night. And the Leafs are at home against Columbus tonight. So Freddie Aniston goes tonight. Michael Hutchinson, it's been confirmed. He'll play in Boston tomorrow night. He'll play in Montreal next Saturday. So as we talked about extensively last week, his first four games are going to be against Montreal, Washington, Boston, Montreal. Three of which are on the road.
Tough starts.
That's a tough start. But
do the math. Do the math.
And Babcock,
he defended it today. I mean, was it today that he defended it or yesterday?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Do we have the audio? Why don't we play the audio?
Because
Babcock was asked again today about his philosophy of playing Freddie in the first game of the back-to-back and sticking with it, you know, religiously. He's always going down that path. Here's what he had to say.
Well, let's take this a little bit farther. Let's just do the math here because you guys ask me about this all the time. So can you imagine if you lost game one? And then you went to game two tired. I don't know. The investment makes no sense to me whatsoever.
That kind of had a Chris Farley type feel with the steak and the bowl.
You mean the butcher's ass type of thing?
Yeah, what investment is he talking about?
Like, what happens if you do put in the investment and you just lose a ton? I don't know.
Hey, I can show you an investment.
The butcher's ass. I can show you a good steak, but do you want to stick your, what is it, stick your head up the butcher's ass? Or
something? Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
I know, but I don't understand it.
No,
I know there's smart people down there, but that one right there, I just heard Chris Farley.
Okay, let's play it again and let's see.
And then we'll play Farley. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go back to back and we'll review the two tapes.
Well, let's take this a little bit farther. Let's just do the math here because you guys ask me about this all the time. So can you imagine if you lost game one and then you went to game two tired? I don't know. The investment makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it? What?
Joining us down the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. Which comment made more sense to you?
No, he's not there.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff, Grapples.
Not a good start.
That was a perfect tee up.
That was a perfect. I hope he listened to that, though. That was actually a perfect tee up.
Yeah, we can't do it again because now the audio, he's probably not going to hear the audio. Okay, so listen, Babcock, he's set in his ways. This is the philosophy. I get it. But
I want to interject here because I guarantee you that Steve Briere's involved, Freddie Anderson's involved. Like, I understand what he's saying. Without throwing shade at Columbus, he's like, we're on home ice. That's a game we need to win. That's the game that you expect to win. And I have no problem with that. You go with Freddie Anderson. Your backup has to give you points. You know what Boston's saying the other day? They paid $2.75 million for Halak. He got him a point on the road. He did his job.
See, the way I read that comment is he doesn't trust his backup even to win the first one. So he doesn't trust his backup, period.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure he trusts his team to be mature enough to go out there on the second night and perform. Like, truly championship caliber teams, those are the games they win where you go, man, that's a good team. Yeah. Back-to-back on the road, back up in the net, and they won. Yeah. And I don't think he expects that out of his team right now.
Not right now.
Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. What's up, Ray?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, like you asked me which, I could hear you guys. You said, which comment do I think made more sense? I'm like the one with sticking your head up a butcher's ass.
Such a great quote.
It's one of the great lines of all time.
Let's just hear it again for fun.
Yeah, one more time.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it? What?
What? So good.
Was that David Spade that said what?
No, I think it's the guy
that's doing the interview.
It sounds like Aykroyd, but I don't think it is Aykroyd. Yeah. It's the guy, you know, the bald guy, somewhere in Michigan
behind
or
the
whatever.
Desk there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Now, okay, so here's what I think about the goaltending stuff. It's clear he doesn't think Hutchison can win tonight. His comments about what if you're tired the second night? Well,
everybody is
tired the second night. Like, and you know, you mentioned about I think Noodles. You just said Boston played Halak for 2.75. He got some points, and because their cap's the way they are, they got a $750,000 backup.
Yep.
And so they can say, How are they going to get Freddie's games down if they don't ever want to play the other guy?
They're not. That's a simple answer. They're
right.
Not.
And it's right. Like, so you can go find, say Hutchison loses tomorrow night, and then he loses, next week against Washington?
Montreal, isn't it?
Yes, this Montreal. Saturday.
He's scheduled to play this Saturday against Montreal because it's a back-to-back.
Okay, so let's just say, he goes 0-4, and, that's the way it is. So now they're going to go and get who? To do what? Have another guy that Mike doesn't want to play. In my mind, you set the player up for the most success, and that's probably playing him once in a while on the first end of the back-to-back.
Yeah.
Damn, Freddie Anderson's one of the best goalies in the league. He can win you a game when your team is stumbling around. It's not to expect other guys to be able to do it.
Well, and he just stole you 2 points on Saturday night against that team.
I've got to be honest. I thought the perfect scenario to play Hutchinson was last week against Minnesota.
Yeah.
The worst team in the league that Brucey was, you know, everyone, Zucker come out. Like, there was...
It was toxic.
To me, it was toxic, and they were brutal, and it didn't matter.
Yeah, and they were in the middle of brutal. Like, right. They didn't have the coming out, to Jesus meeting.
Exactly.
They were right in the middle of brutal.
Yeah, they got by Montreal yesterday, but what I'm saying, they were right in the middle of brutal. That's the one where I thought Hutchinson could have gone on the front end. And
he won't do it. That's not his move.
It's his playbook that, you know, we know that he's stubborn, right? But it's like it's his playbook, and he's just not going to go away from it. And I don't, it doesn't have to happen all the time, but if you're trying to find Michael Hutchinson 22 games, so Freddie plays 60 at the most, how are you going to get to 22?
No, you're not playing 22 back-to-backs. Well,
this is why even my logic may make sense against Minnesota. If he gets a win, what does that do for his confidence? Then
that's my point, then, Jimmy. Play him, coach him
that's,
up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, give him a start on home ice against a team that, quote-unquote, is lesser than you and you believe you should win. Because Freddie Anderson's got a contract. Freddie Anderson's going back in the net. Like, they've got to be propping up Hutchinson so that maybe he goes into a building on a back-to-back. Maybe he goes into Boston tomorrow night, and he's got a win against Minnesota, and he's feeling good about his game, and he stands on. He plays like Halak played.
How about if Freddie gets hurt?
Right.
What the hell are you going to do then?
Oof. Okay, I don't even want to think about that.
What about this? What about if you're having back-to-backs and the travel is non-existent, like the Columbus to Boston flight's an hour, right? So what if Freddie plays both of them? And then you give him 4 days off. Like, I don't know how much rest he gets. And, you know, I never was a backup goalie, but I got scratched on back-to-back nights. You're not very rested while you're sitting there the second night.
Yeah.
Right? Like, would you not, if the goal is to try and rest him, why wouldn't you find him blocks of time when he can have 4 or 5 days off? And that might mean that Hutchinson plays on a Tuesday and then, like a non-back-to-back, so Freddie gets a Saturday to Friday off. He can work a couple of detailed days. You goalies seem to love that with the goalie coach, right?
Yep.
Like, that to me is like you're just trying to whittle the points or whittle the games down that he's got to play, get him the most rest as possible because you're going nowhere. Even if you think you're a good team, which they are, you're going nowhere unless Anderson's awesome.
Yeah,
another area where, you know, Babcock is not overly interested in changing things up has been pairing Matthews with Marner. And it's not just because of last year where they had such success, Marner and Tavares, why would you change it? I saw Craig make that point on Leafs Lunch, and he's right. You know, both of them had massive seasons.
Yep.
They connected. You play them one another. But the previous 2 years, they didn't play alongside each other very often either. And I was looking forward to that on Saturday night. Once we found out just before the game, you know what, they're starting together, they're actually going to play together. But I think Matthews played right into Babcock's playbook by playing as poorly as he did. I thought that's the worst game he's played all year, worst game I can remember him playing in a long time. And I could see Babcock saying, I gave you the opportunity. That's why I don't play you two together. What did you make of it?
He played 23 minutes, right?
Yeah.
He had one shot. He really wasn't a factor much at all. And I know, like, I don't know if you ever went to a coach and said, you know, hey, me and this guy play really good together. And I've done that, and you better do well. Because if you don't, he comes right back over the top on you. Just what you're talking about, Brian. Like, look at Jason Zucker. He comes out, and his last few days have been an absolute mess because of his comments about Boudreaux. And then he scores in the first period and sets up the game winner. Like, when the window opens, boy, you better jump through. And I wonder if they missed their little window there a little bit.
Wouldn't
well,
shock
you gotta
me.
Give them
well,
more than
I
one
would
game.
Double. Yeah, I would
wouldn't
double
be shocked
down
if they
them.
Were just flying tomorrow.
I would double
or
down
tonight.
On them. Like, that's the thing. I'm a big believer that if you're given one chance and you stumble, you could probably have earned another one with good faith somewhere. And there is an injury. This isn't you push Tavares down to play with Trevor Moore. This is Tavares is out. You can start to be creative. I would love to see him come back tonight with Marner and Matthews again and see how it goes.
Well, okay, to that point further, I thought as as bad as, you know, as tough a night as Matthews had, Nylander was a ghost.
Yeah.
That's a couple games in a row now, right?
Four in a row now, I think he doesn't have a point. And I'm like, no. And then Babcock came out with his witty beach in Sweden. I don't know that they have beaches there, or they certainly don't in November. But I don't know. He had a great start, and now he's in this little doldrum. I'd be worried that I take him away from Matthews, and all of a sudden he kind of hits the skids for 3 weeks.
Yeah, like, he does, you know, the like old, I don't like that, and I'm sour.
Yeah. You got to play the whole, you got to coach the whole roster, right? And there's probably more dynamic than us just looking at it and saying, oh, yeah, I'd like Marner and Matthews together, because it does seem like it would be fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's that's the progressive nature of the NHL right now. Yeah. You know, like, we were all watching that overtime with Draisaitl and McDavid last night, and Winnipeg ends up winning in a shootout. And as you pointed out, Noodles, it wasn't the game that you'd want to point to as, like, a highlight reel night for them.
But how would – I know I've talked about it. I would have taken another 3 minutes of that. They would have got it done.
Absolutely, they would have.
But it ends up going to the shootout.
But the point I'm making is, you know, like, they show up day one of camp, and Tippett, who's an old-school guy, yeah, in the same track record as Babcock, been around for a long time, his instincts are, I got to split these two guys up. And then he gets to about the first intermission of game one, and he goes, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it in the NHL. Same thing in Colorado, same thing in Boston, same thing in Tampa. We've talked about this a million times. But that's just the trend of NHL in 2019.
Top heavy teams.
And
except the difference is, though, it's not like Marner's playing with a schlub. He's playing with John Tavares.
Right.
Right. And so, like, I would say the difference is if they take, like, they're talking about taking David Pastrnak off the top line, you know, for tomorrow. Were they going to play him with Charlie Coyle? He doesn't have a goal this year. You know, like, it's not like you're going from Tavares to Matthews. And in Colorado last year, they had to leave those big guys together because their next center was Carl Soderberg. Right? Yeah. Like, this year it's Kadri. Like, unless you've got some maneuverability, then you're probably stuck. Or at least I would want my big boys playing together. Maybe Matthews and Marner don't work together. It seems like they should. But I don't know. Maybe it doesn't work as well as we think it should.
Somebody's
scoring,
get
centerman, passing winger.
It should
be,
but
good.
Somebody's got to get them the puck. Because, I mean, Marner's a pretty good hound dogger. He'll go get it. And I think Matthews can win a lot of loose puck battles on the stick. He doesn't use his body.
No, he never does. But he's got to be in the
strong
mood.
Strong on a stick, and he likes that little sneaky under the stick, strong move where he can steal it from guys. But rarely does he push people out of the play physically when he probably could.
Never.
No, that was what was so disappointing, I thought, about Saturday. That's the softest I've seen him play.
Third goal was bad.
That was all him.
Yeah.
That was all him.
It was a cool play by Bergeron to bat it out of the air, too.
Yeah, but CeCe laid up that little fluffer there, and Matthews kind of reached for it. And you know what they do need, now that I'm thinking about it? If you got Matthews and Marner together, you need one of those guys with a big ass on the other side.
Yeah, what was that? Do we have that comment?
The low
as well?
Center of gravity.
Yeah,
he almost fed right into our show.
I'm sorry. I'm like, it's so ridiculous. You know, like, look at him. He's got a big ass. Like,
some Leaf fan just tweeted out, retweet if you have a big ass. So I retweeted it.
All right. Here was Babcock earlier. He was asked about Timoshov and Trevor Moore and why they're effective on the forecheck, I believe, or on the cycle. And here's what he said.
They're big asses, so they weigh a lot. So they can, you laugh, but it's the truth. I mean, you can get under people, you can win retrieval races, you can own lanes, you have good balance. The other thing about it is they're not kids. Like, if you look at their age, next to their age, they've been in it for a long time. Morrissey played college in the American League. Timo was a star in the World Junior. What year was that?
15.
There you go.
15. That's not like it's 05.
It was 4 years ago.
You'd think he was Patrick Marleau.
Well, the only thing that makes me sad about it
15.
Is I've got a frying pan for an ass. That means I have zero chance of winning a loose puck battle in the corner.
That's why you're a goalie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. When you're playing, you'd be able to talk about this. You go to buy pants and you got a big ass, and I do. Not a chance. You could put a fist between my belt loop and my waist. I'm like, damn, my ass is huge. It just doesn't fit anything.
Just impossible to find pants.
Well, you know who had like a pretty, like Phaneuf.
Yeah.
Phaneuf's body, like he's like 223 or whatever.
I'm not kidding you. Since I've been 18 years old, I've had the same pant size, 38, 32. And I have fluctuated with 50 pounds, but it won't change. I'm a 38, 32.
38, 32.
How is that even possible, like biologically? A 38, 32, 18-year-old, 180 pounds.
I don't know, but that was my gene size.
Just think of the pants when you went to get them hemmed. They must have had 4 feet of extra material on
them. Yeah, for 38 waist, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big dude. What? And there's Owen 5 or 6 feet, and you're like, holy smokes, man.
What was the name of the running back for Houston? Was it Earl Campbell?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he had 32-inch calves.
Thighs.
Yeah, thighs. Sorry, not calves. Thighs.
32-inch thighs.
Yeah. Oh, football players are...
just grit grinders.
Gross. Like, their lower bodies... running backs. You look at Saquon Barkley, who returned.
Yeah.
He was doing, like, squats on the field in shorts. His calves are the size of my torso. It's crazy.
I love it, though. Like, you're right. Like, the low center of gravity, that's all I could think of when I heard that comment about Babs today. It's like, they've got big asses. Well, that's grit grinder. That is actually the definition of grit grinders, is that low center of gravity.
Now, I think there is a 0% chance that I don't use that in the game tomorrow.
You've got to.
Sure.
You've got to. Circle those two players.
Like hopefully somebody takes a shot that hits one of them in the ass and goes in. That would be like the grandest thing of all time. I could do a little highlight with a video and point some arrows in there. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Be awesome.
Ray, we're going to leave you with one famous quote.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
What?
What?
That what? It's so what? Incredulous. Like, just, what kind of a moron are you, and why are you in my office?
Okay, here's one question to leave on. Who thought of that line? Like, it makes sense now, but you're like, who thought of that?
I don't know. Great writer.
Yeah.
Whoever it is.
I love it. Well, and then we get the wisdoms of Babs every day, too, so... I think we need this quote to be something regular.
Yep, Babs and Tommy Boy, two kindred souls. Just two peas in a pod out there selling, what was he selling?
Brake pads.
Brake pads.
Yeah.
Brake pads and wins in the NHL.
It's awesome.
It's all one and the same. All right, buddy, we'll catch you in Boston tomorrow.
Awesome, guys. Have a good night.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com. Leafs Blue Jackets tonight, then Leafs at the Bruins tomorrow. And tonight, Monday night, are Pats, Jets. You can hear that right here on TSN Radio. Watch it on TSN tonight. Game one of the World Series tomorrow. Game one of the Raptors season
and
tomorrow.
Good couching tonight and tomorrow.
Spectacular week of couching.
Yeah.
Spectacular week of couching.
Don't you guys find that it's just such Groundhog Day? Like, we finish here, you go home, the tube goes on, you watch it, and then it's like rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
I have a moment every night. I'm vertical on my couch, and it dawns on me that I'm back on the couch, laying down on the couch.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, every night, I'm like, I'm back here.
I think my wife is getting a little bit, and when you throw out the line, I gotta do it, because it's for the job, she just shakes her head and walks away.
But that's where you have multiple TVs, and she does what she does, and you do what you do.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Everyone is happy because it's, you know, you're back into big TV shows too, right?
Yeah.
I don't have time for that at all.
No,
what,
but
what
my
shows
wife
are
does.
Back on.
Well, all the, you know, all the big shows
like Bachelor and all that is that all coming back.
Yeah, like This Is Us is a big hit, Grey's Anatomy,
SEAL Team, I'm watching SEAL Team.
Yeah, so they're all back and they're all
I give maybe 20 minutes of that my Netflix stuff before I close my eyes. That's the only dedication I ever give to that.
Yeah. Well, this stuff isn't even on Netflix. Like, Netflix, I don't think they have seasons. They just come out with stuff randomly.
Just
and
buy stuff on iTunes.
It just happens to be out or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm talking, like, cable TV.
Yeah, no, I've got all those shows. It's 911, How to Get Away with Murder. All
yeah,
those
all those
things.
Are all back.
Yeah, they're all back.
They're all back. How to Get Away with Murder. I They've been getting away with murder for years.
For, like, six seasons
yeah.
now.
It's like, remember the show How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Now, I was never into it. I didn't find it funny.
I think they went 11, or didn't they go 11 seasons?
Yeah, and it's like, when are you going to get to it? Like, it made
sense. Never met the mother.
Never, they never announced. Like, by the end of it, it was, Well, kids, you know, and it's like season eight. You're like, come on.
I know.
That How did you meet actually, your mother?
That show was actually quite quite enjoyable for
I
me.
Didn't find it funny.
Really?
I didn't find the humor
Doogie
funny.
Howser was in there.
I know.
He's a funny
I didn't
guy.
Find it funny either whatsoever.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that there, great.
What happened is it was popular for a while, and then other shows just climbed over top of it.
Right.
Other primetime shows.
Yeah, you've got a small window.
Yeah, you get that show, and if you're not on top of it, like I got into like Animal Kingdom, the UFC one. Like there's some great ones.
Mm.
The UFC, the Kingdom one, that's with the Jonas Brothers,
right? Yeah.
That series is fantastic.
Okay.
Don't mess around on that one.
I'm waiting for Game of Thrones to come back out. I need
Aren't
something.
Aren't they done?
Yeah, they're done, but I think they might be doing...
A movie, aren't they?
Yeah, they're coming out with something again.
Yeah, I thought so.
Dwayne Casey has spoken, and apparently he's not jealous of the Raptors winning a title last spring.
Deserves That's a good point, Brian.
Good point.
Thank
deserves
you, Dwayne.
A ring.
He had some comments, though. Some...
You're going to dissect them?
Yeah, I'm going to dissect them a little bit. Shots at maybe Masai, shots at Nick Nurse a little bit.
That's
so
fair.
We'll let you know what Dwayne Casey had to say to The Athletic. We're teeing up again the hockey game tonight, the Monday nighter tonight.
And we have a response from Darren Pang.
Okay, wow. If you were listening at 4 o'clock, you're going to want to hear this. We'll revisit everything.
We just asked Darren, is your ring the same ring as the players?
Price-wise. It doesn't visually look the same or feel the same. I'm talking the value of the ring. Did he give you that answer?
I don't think he did.
You got to wait till after the break.
We'll get to that next. All right, we have a pair of tickets to give away to see the Leafs take on the LA Kings November 5th. Every day this week, we will provide the clue to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. And on Friday, you will have the chance to call in and name that Leaf. Today's clue. This former Maple Leafs time in Toronto began as a result of a mid-season trade to the team. Began his tenure in Toronto with a mid-season trade to Toronto.
Jake Muzzin. No, I was more February's.
Mid-season, though. I think that counts.
I think that's a little bit late.
I don't know if they're being literal. Like, I don't think it's within, you know, game 38 and game 42.
Okay.
I think it's...
I like Jake Muzzin as a guess.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jake Muzzin.
Very recent.
Well, it was a month before the trade deadline.
And that's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, he's been solid.
You know, I think they're going to try to re-sign him, but
yeah,
I don't know what
so
kind of ticket he'd be looking at.
Yeah.
We'll see. Craig Button in studio at 6. Brad Lidge, longtime MLB closer, will join us at 6:25. The World Series beginning tomorrow night in a battle of starting staffs where games 1 through 3... You got Garrett Cole into Verlander, into Greinke, and you've got, I believe, Scherzer into Strasburg into Corbin.
Yeah,
is pretty quality stuff. So you got to believe the starting rotations are probably going to determine the World Series, and we'll see what Brad has to say about that in just over an hour. We talked about this at 4 p.m. because tomorrow night's a big night down at Scotiabank Arena. And as many people have pointed out, all of the fans are getting replica championship rings tomorrow night. I don't know if you heard about this.
I did not hear that, but like they've got to be made of plastic or something. They're not.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're not much more than the value of the T-shirts they usually hand out or the
right.
towels. I don't know how they're going to do it, if it'll be on the seat, if you get it as you walk into the building. I'm not sure. But that's a pretty cool idea.
Cool.
It's a very cool idea.
Kind of neat.
By the Raptors and MLS.
I like that. That's thinking outside the box. That's
yeah, do something
cool.
a little different. If you
That's
get to
unique.
Show up opening night, right, yeah. and you're there and everyone else is getting the rings and the banners are going up, the fans get some rings as well.
They're all doing
well.
The kingpin. Remember when Woody Harrelson walks in with kingpin?
Yep.
With the ring?
I hope they've got some bling. That would be awesome. If the lights go down and everyone's got their rings up in the air.
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be very cool. So we were talking about the rings and... I am a believer, based on my knowledge from speaking with people
yes.
throughout the industry.
Reading pieces.
Reading some pieces, that there are different tiers and different layers
yeah.
in terms of who gets a ring and the value of the rings.
I agree.
The player's ring, let's say, is worth $100,000.
Right.
Then the second layer is 75, and then 50, then yeah. 25.
The
and
amount
gold.
Of diamonds or the amount, the size of the diamonds.
So I asked right. our good friend Darren Pang, who was with the Blues broadcast team. I said, Darren, is your ring for the cup the same as the players? He He wrote back, yes, it is, O-Dog. Only difference is where they have their hockey number on the side, ours has the NHL shield. That's the only difference. It's the same.
Is the hockey,
same
the hockey number
ring.
May be in diamonds. The NHL shield may be.
It's also plastic. If you want,
no.
This is what I'm telling you. That's not what I asked you. I didn't say ask him if it looks
I know exactly
the same.
What you mean. So I sent a follow-up question. Would it be like the same cost? Because I said the idiot I work with thinks this type of thing would be tiered.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, we're going to find out because I just asked him that question. Okay, and he's going to write back. It's the exact same ring.
You think, okay, I hope for his sake it is. That would be amazing for Darren Pang and Kelly Chase and all our buddies down in St. Louis.
Right.
Everyone gets the exact same
should
value.
Should I have gotten one?
Yeah, maybe you should have. You played for the team.
I'm 20 years removed, though. Flat 20 years.
I find like it hard to. Do you think you deserve the exact same valuation as Alex Petrangelo or Vladimir Tarasenko?
If the Blues called me tomorrow and said, we've got a ring for you, I would say, I'm good. No, thank you.
But what if they said, listen, it's a $1,500 replica. It's going to say noodles on the side in plastic, but it's a nice looking ring.
In plastic.
What are you talking about in plastic?
They're going to cut corners where they can cut corners.
Okay, so it's going to be like made out of cake or something.
Right. Okay. Why wouldn't you accept that as an alumni? Why not be proud of the fact that you played for a team that won a title?
Oh, if the Leafs win, I'm getting an alumni ring.
Why not?
Buying it.
But why?
I don't know.
I'm proud of
them. Because it's cool.
I've got friends on that team. I'm happy for Craig Berube. He was a former teammate. But I would have no allegiance to that. Like, I didn't win the cup.
Everyone knows you didn't win the cup. But it's a nice gesture by the team.
Amazing, and it would be. But would you wear it? Would I be walking around here and be like, hey, that's a cool ring?
I think the modern day rings are unwearable.
20 years ago.
And we talked about it last week. They should get two. One is like a centerpiece you put in your trophy case. And then one, like the have you ever seen the Leaf ring from 1967? It's just a nice, small, wearable ring. Get two. If you're going to go that far, get two. Because those things are it's like wearing that mouse on your finger.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. What if the Raptors get their rings tomorrow, and they're just tiny little, like, they won't, and I'm joking.
No, that would be hilarious.
But wouldn't
though.
That be hilarious?
Imagine
if
MLS goes, you know what, we're trending the opposite way.
Yeah,
it's getting too carried away.
Crazy.
Too gaudy.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to change everything up here. And
just get one diamond that says champ, a thumbs up or something.
It's like basically an engagement ring.
Yeah.
You all get an engagement ring. Courtesy of the Toronto Raptors.
You know it's going to be spectacular. And
it'll
very
be
cool,
crazy.
But it just, you're right. At some point, like, when is enough?
Al tweeting and saying, I worked for MLSC when TFC won, and the staff received a lower-tiered ring.
I don't care. We're talking about Darren Pang. I guarantee you he's going to say it's the same ring.
Okay, that's cool. Good for St. Louis.
But TFC, those are different financial situations, though.
Yeah, but still, they got championship rings.
I know. But TFC, they don't generate, $4 or $5 billion like the NHL does?
No.
Like,
or the Raptors.
The Raptors.
No, they're,
like it, it's
they're
a different,
not.
It's a different tier.
You're right, but MLSC was so desperate for wins that I'll bet you they spent a lot more than you think on TFC championship rings.
Well, I'm sure
rings.
They are.
The Marlies got championship rings.
You're right, but they will never
those
be.
Those are probably the nicest rings in AHL history.
I'll bet you they
I'm
are.
I'm sure they are.
Because they were desperate for that win.
I'm just saying that's not a slight on TFC. They have to work within a certain amount of budget of what that team brings in, all of that type
yes,
of stuff.
Yes, I mean, they're not making nearly as much money as
that
the Raptors or the Maple Leafs,
that's
of course not. But you win a title.
It's
you know,
a title. I have a
owners are going to splurge a little bit.
I've got a ring from we won in the minors. I was there for like 6 weeks.
Bring it in.
Denver Grizzlies.
Wear it on the air.
It's in my safe. I don't know if I've ever worn
I'll bring in
it.
My world championship ring. World
you want to bring in our rings tomorrow?
Yeah, bring in your rings.
I'll see if I can dig it up.
All right, so Dwayne Casey was speaking with The Athletic. And I was talking to our boy Josh Lewenberg about this, and he brings up a good point. Strange timing. On the eve of a new season, now Dwayne Casey is being asked about this, and now Dwayne Casey is going on the record talking about his feelings about the Raptors winning an NBA title. I think you probably could have either held off altogether.
Right.
Or slid this in over the course of the summer. But on the eve of a new season where the Raptors are getting prepared to, you know, unveil their banner and everything now, people are going to be talking about the former coach. But
Timing of it is a bit poor.
It's just, and maybe it's not his decision. I don't know. Who knows when the author of the piece decided to speak with him, when he said he was going to post it. Maybe he did the interview 3 weeks ago.
That's what I say. He does it 3 weeks ago, and he puts it out the night before.
That wouldn't surprise me. On the eve of a championship, let's hear from the old Dwayne Casey. So, you know, he was asked, are you envious of the team winning without you? And he said,
yes, no matter what he says.
He said no, shockingly, publicly. He said, I think everyone thought I would be, you know, woe is me, but I looked at it the other way. What it did is it reinforced what I was doing, and that group took it over the hump and finished it. The foundation, what we were building, how I was building it was good. Running the same offense, same defense, same philosophy, same things we built there for 7 years. So it enthused me. I was happy for the players, for the country, and the team. It really energized me that they were doing the right thing and we were doing the right thing. I took that with it more than jealousy, end quote. So
a little bit of a shot at Nurse, is it not?
It's basically saying, I told you everything that you were going to do, and you just went out there and did exactly what I was doing and exactly right. What I would have done. So it's absolutely a jab at Nick Nurse.
Well, and he could have gone a step further and said, no Kawhi Leonard for me.
Well, he did go a step further. Further on, this is what
Dwayne
Casey...
By the way, Kawhi was there.
Yeah, so Dwayne Casey went on to say, I wasn't there to see it through fruition, but you can't take away the numbers and what we accomplished. Again, it's not a championship, but I don't know if they were ready or built for a championship with that group. Went on to say they had to add Marcus Gasol and Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard to that foundation that was there to go ahead. That's what I want to do here, blah, 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 in Detroit. So subtle little jab at Masai there.
Yeah, is basically saying, why couldn't you have given me a shot with Kawhi Leonard?
Right, which Marcus I think Gasol. That's a legitimate beef.
No it kidding.
Is. He's 100% right. Now, I don't know if he would have pushed the right buttons in the playoffs and won them a title. And I don't believe that Nick Nurse literally said same offense, same defense, same philosophy.
Doesn't sound like it.
Dwayne wasn't in the room for the meetings right. And on the road and at home and all that. But there's one thing you can't deny. He didn't have Marcus Gasol, Danny Green, and Kawhi Leonard.
That's right.
So I think he deserves to hold that up and to shine a light on it. But I think there's probably some envy there and a little bit of jealousy there.
Coach of the year and got fired 2 days later.
Yeah, that's natural, man. That's human reaction. Human emotion.
You can't tell me at some point he wasn't watching the TV and hate watching it.
The year I left Toronto or Carolina, they won the Stanley Cup, and I've never cheered against my own teammates like I did. Just praying that they lost. Like bad goals, penalties.
It's jealousy. It's only
yeah,
natural.
You're like, you guys were garbage for 10 years. I leave and you win the cup. Awful feeling. Awful. Yeah, I remember Brett Hedekin called me on the way to the rink for Game 7. He goes, you think we could pull this off? In my head, I'm thinking, I want to tell this guy I hope they lose 9-0. I'm like, you got this, man. And I hung up the phone. I had my fingers crossed when I said it.
But as a friend, you know you want your friends to do well, but you're sitting there.
That's it, yeah. It made me sick to my stomach.
And I'm sure Casey would say he's happy and proud for his guys.
Right.
He's happy and proud for people that he knows in Toronto and the fans that treated him very well. But I don't think he's happy for Nick Nurse.
No.
I know he's not happy for Masai Ujiri.
No.
And listen, he got fired, man. You get fired, you get jaded, you get bitter. I get it. We've all been there.
Yes.
You guys have been traded, cut.
It happened.
I've been fired, and I hated the guy who did it to me.
Yeah. I mean,
over time, you get over it, and you move on. But
you
never
do.
Been cut.
You never been cut?
No. Come on.
Didn't you show back up for camp in Carolina?
Left on my own.
Left on. I could show you a butcher's ass.
No, no. That was my own. My path was clear. Justin Williams blew out his Achilles. I had a spot in the lineup, and I said, I'm just out of here.
That wasn't a mutual.
No, it was not. You can call. Next time you talk to anybody in Carolina, you can ask them.
Was Mo the coach there?
No, Peter Laviolette.
You see, Mo got a 700th win.
700 wins.
Pretty impressive.
We got to get him on this week.
Yeah.
Got to get him on.
Pretty good for him.
How many would you have been there for?
Good job.
No, he was my coach for a long time. He was my coach throughout my whole career.
Probably 300 wins?
Yeah.
You were there for?
I started my career, Paul Holmgren lasted 7 games. Paul took over. Then he came to Toronto. Yeah. Not too many different coaches for me.
Brad Lidge at 625, Craig Button in studio at 6. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4. All right, today's poll question is brought to you by JerseyFactory.com, and we figured we'd throw this out. You know, today's a big day for voting throughout the country.
Yeah.
Federal election, and in honor of that, we are going to allow the people to speak online at Overdrive 1050, the Overdrive election. What would you like to see on our show in the future?
Calls.
Four options. You know, we didn't put that in. We probably should have put that
in. Oh, no.
No kidding.
You know,
no
that,
guy.
That would get voted down.
I think it probably would, but you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people out there. If you're on Twitter and you're tweeting into the show, you probably want to get on and talk every once in a while.
I think it would get voted down
no
by
kidding.
This panel.
I've been telling you that for years, and you refuse to do it. Both of you hate it.
I know
I don't
that
hate
I'm a voter. I would vote down.
You would vote down. I am indifferent. I don't have a problem with it occasionally.
You're the swing
but...
vote. Because
yeah,
he's
but...
a yes. You're a swing vote. I'm a no.
All right. Well, maybe we need to have our own election. Maybe we'll get Al's brother involved and Mullen and the
Al's
grappler.
Al's brother doesn't want calls.
Al's brother needs to redeem himself today because he crapped his pants on his picks on Friday.
Yeah, 1-for-3, I believe. That was ugly. Although, who saw? We were all in Houston. Like, Verlander got rocked in the first inning. Credit to the Yankees. So, your options on the poll question, confirm or deny each week. We lock it in. We do it once a week, guaranteed. More Al's brother, just in general. That's actually winning 44% of the vote right now.
Whew.
A captain of the day. I don't even know what that would necessarily mean.
That's a
mean.
Stupid option. I do not know who came up with that.
That
fireball offense.
Yeah.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
And more Lou Rapper. Brown. Which,
Lou
that's
Brown.
Not really a reasonable no. option either. It's basically, this is kind
add
of...
Add in calls. Do the poll again and add calls to it.
I don't know if we can add to it, but maybe you can, you know... add a tweet and say if
edit.
You want
can
to
you edit it and get rid of that captain of the day?
Well, in reality, this is really like our federal election. There's two real votes, two
yeah.
parties that are actually going to get a lot of the votes, and then there's the other two or three parties.
Two jobber votes.
Yeah. Like, it's either going to be confirm or deny or Morrell's brother. Those are the liberals and the conservatives.
Yeah.
That's all we have going on this show.
Right.
Confirm or deny or Al's brother.
Or Al's brother.
What about Jerry's percentage?
Yeah, but that's already locked in. We can't mess around with that.
What about level of concern? I want some more of that.
We could have added that. All right. You know what? Mix it up. Whole new poll for the final hour. We'll adjust on the fly. Custom team uniforms and logos at prices to suit any budget. Play like a pro. Look like a pro. JerseyFactory.com. Again, the poll question brought to you by JerseyFactory.com. Take the poll down. Throw a new one back up for the final hour.
That's the right thing to do.
Confirm or deny Morrell's brother.
Yeah.
More calls or level of concern every week. Four options. All right. Fire it up. Polls close
and
in an hour.
And talk to me next time
Grit
you're doing
grinder.
Something like that.
Final hour up next. Overdrive continues on the TSN app.
This hour has been brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.